In 2023, we mark 20 years of PEPFAR. Launched by President George W. Bush in 2003, PEPFAR has helped save more than 25 million lives across the globe, demonstrating the humanitarian priority of the American people. As our president has noted, this is a program that has continued since the Bush administration and still continues with the priority of achieving our objective by 2030. Working with partners around the world for more than 20 years, PEPFAR has transformed the lives of people living with and at risk for HIV. Prevention and treatment for HIV/AIDS became accessible in countries hardest hit by the pandemic, fostering hope, dignity, and security for generations to come. Globally, since the start of PEPFAR, new HIV infections have been reduced by 42%. AIDS-related deaths have declined 64% since their peak in 2004. This is due in large part to PEPFAR, as well as U.S. contributions to the Global Fund to fight AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria. Now, this year, we're focused on what PEPFAR can do in service to the many people who remain affected by HIV/AIDS, including those in South Sudan. We do this through our Centers for Disease Control, through USAID, and the Department of Defense. And we remain as committed as ever to working with all those who share our goal to end HIV/AIDS as a public health threat by 2030. I'd step back from the specific question of fighting HIV/AIDS and talk about the importance of creating an environment conducive to helping people, to helping the South Sudanese people, and helping to ensure the South Sudanese people can build the environment and the future they deserve. This means peace and stability. And just as we stand with those who fight HIV/AIDS, we stand with those who work for peace and stability. Now, we're dedicated to supporting our partners and working with them to end the scourge of HIV/AIDS. And working together, we hope to achieve major improvements in prevention and treatment services and to expand the distribution of those services to everywhere that they are needed. This effort will require us to use local capacity effectively and improve coordination among partners while supporting complementary policy priorities. We greatly value our partnership with all those who seek to fight HIV/AIDS. To sustain a coordinated response to HIV/AIDS in this country, we will work with all involved in this process. It's critical that the government take practical steps, one, as I mentioned before, to achieve lasting peace, but also to foster a suitable economic and political environment and invest in South Sudan's overall health systems and public health security. The end of HIV/AIDS as a public health threat by 2030 is an ambitious but an achievable goal. It will require effective and sustained government commitments to both increasing access to services and to providing adequate financing to maintain those services. The need to take the medication every day, and this further strengthens the nexus between the ability to help people and peace and stability. In order to be able to benefit from the medication, people need to be living in safe areas where they can stay in their homes and have safe access to medical services. And I would say that our HIV/AIDS assistance is part of our broader help to the health sector. Here and around the world, our efforts have helped improve the ability to respond to other threats, such as COVID-19 and Ebola. And since people living with HIV are at higher risk for other diseases, we continue to invest in building sustainable health systems that promote health equity in a way that is very closely linked to the broader PEPFAR activity. I would also echo the sentiment, let's end the fight together, let's end the fight successfully together, the fight against HIV/AIDS, but also the struggle for peace, stability, and a better future for the South Sudanese people.